Chris Brown here on BuffaloBills.com. Time for our weekly conversation with Bills head coach Doug Marrone as the Bills get set to face the Atlanta Falcons up in Toronto at the Rogers Center this weekend. Coach, you know, you look at this team, and I know you have some familiarity with the organization, having coached in that division, but for your players, you know, they don't really see NFC teams like this all that often, not nearly as often as the AFC clubs. What's the player adjustment like? Obviously, they prepare by studying film, but, you know, they got to get on the field with these players, their personnel groupings, and kind of experience it. What's the adjustment for a team they're not exactly familiar with?
Well, you know, I think, you know, when you have the familiarity of playing in your conference, you know, meaning that in your division, you know, it's something that you know. You played against those players quite a bit. But, you know, probably have to do extra film work, do those type of things, you know, just to get a better feel for it. You know, obviously, you know, the Falcons speak for themselves. The past 5 years, they've been the second winningest team in the league. So, you know, our players know. They obviously, things haven't gone well for them this year like they wanted to, but, you know, they're still a very, very talented football team.
So with that in mind and knowing the struggles that they've had, losing 8 of their last 9, is it imperative to kind of jump on them early and not make them think that they can turn something around or put an end to a losing streak?
Well, I mean, you know, for them, when you go back and you look at the analytics of what they've done, I mean, when they lead at halftime, they've won 90% of their games. And when they don't, you know, obviously they've struggled. So, you know, obviously that's an important point of what we have to do. And I think, you know, during the end of the year, it all depends on how the team's coached. You know, Mike Smith and his staff do a great job. So, you know, they're playing for pride. They're going to play extremely hard.
Field position's been a big issue for them all season long, and I know playing in a dome, they've been a victim of a lot of touchbacks on kickoffs, and that's a part of it, but you're aware of their field position problems, but how do you go about taking advantage of that, or do you just kind of have to make the plays you need to on special teams?
No, I think there's a lot of things that go, you know, that are involved in taking advantage of field position. It's not just the special teams. It's about being able to get the ball on offense and drive it, and then if you stall, you know, to make sure you can pin them back down there, and then defensively three and out. I think all those things, you know, help you with the field position battle. And we all know, you know, there's a lot of ways to look at games. And I think when you look at starting field position, you know, obviously there's an equivalency to how many points you can get off that.
Then, you know, looking at them defensively, defending the pass has been a problem for them as well. And you guys are a run heavy team by nature. So how do you weave that perceived deficiency by Atlanta into a game plan, knowing you guys tend to like to run the football?
Well, they've really upgraded themselves in the secondary, you know, with Trufant being there. He's a heck of a player. And I think when you look at, you know, what's going on back there, it's been a couple of matchups, you know, where, you know, guys have just made great plays, you know, over their head, big players. And, you know, I think that's where they've let the big plays go. Up front, you know, they're a little bit smaller than most of the teams that we'll face, but they're quick, you know, and they can be very productive, and they have a lot of different pressure packages. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it'll be a great challenge for us.
I know you spent a lot of time talking about consistency with your team this week. Here's another chance to stack one win on top of the next. How much was that a part of the consistency message?
Oh, it's definitely a big part of it. I mean, that's what we need to do. We need to play at a consistent level, you know, a high efficiency, consistent level for us to win games. And, you know, we haven't won back-to-back games. The quarterback's coming off probably his best game all year. He needs to play extremely well as everybody else. And I think once you start doing that, then I think it's a standpoint of, you know, it's a challenge each week just to play to that level. And that's what we have to do. It's not only just my job, but it's the player's job and the coach's job. You know, we all have to be at that level.
Lastly, you mentioned, you know, the matchups and the importance there. I know Stephon Gilmore is a guy that you like to take advantage of matchup-wise. Where is he in his road back from that surgery? He played a few weeks with the club. Now he's down to the wrist guard. I don't even know if he's playing with anything at this point in time. Do you feel he's all the way back health-wise? And where would you assess his game at this point? Because, you know, that's a tough road to travel in season.
Well, you know, again, it is a tough road, you know, when you take that much time off and then come back. But he's done an outstanding job. I mean, he's playing better and better each week. You know, I really don't know what his ceiling is. I mean, he can be one of the best corners out there. I think, you know, one of the things that I don't think people have talked about enough is not just, you know, with Stephon coming back and playing well, but really Liotis. I mean, I think Liotis is having one heck of a year. You know, no one's really talking about him. He's really shut down every one of his opponents. So we're getting very good productive play out of our corners right now. And then obviously, you know, Jairus coming back, playing in the secondary, moving Aaron back there. I think overall our whole secondary is playing well right now, and they'll be challenged these next couple of weeks.